Before we dive into this week's episode, I want to tell you all about my brand new masterclass. Four things you need to know to get into superhero shape over 40. And yes, this includes our four-step superhero formula for body shape change for women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And yes, you will learn exactly what to focus on to get sexy strong without wasting your time, energy, and money. That doesn't involve spending hours in the kitchen or gym every day. And even if you have an injury or hormonal struggles or are feeling far from super right now. And this masterclass delivers on a step-by-step formula and busts crazy diet and exercise myths that you may not know you even believed. Which means you don't have to rely on guesswork and Google and wading through hours of conflicting health and fitness information online. So you just spend 60 minutes of your time and we can promise to give you back hours. So come check it out now for free at warriorgoddesskettlebelltraining.com/masterclass. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Lisa Borowice, and I consider myself a fitness feminist and wellness alchemist, the kick-ass catalyst helping busy, ambitious women over 40 to become strong of mind, body, and character. You see, I wasn't always fit, lean, or strong, and was never motivated to exercise, barely drank water, and lived off bread, pasta, and cheese. But since starting my own wellness journey some 20 years ago and becoming certified in life coaching, plant-based and sports nutrition, holistic health, mindfulness, and kettlebell and personal training, I've learned how to create healthy habits and daily rituals rather than rely on my willpower and motivation. Plus, become a total health, fitness, and superhero geek. So we're coming at you with live workshop-style health and wellness episodes packed with actionable step-by-step tips and real talk that are helping thousands of busy, ambitious women to become stronger in mind, body, and character, to be the best superhero versions of themselves without that fear of grind, guilt, or burnout. I want to teach women how to achieve goals as women, being feminine AF, because goddess got goals. Welcome to the TTT and the GGG, and today we're giving you three top tips to reduce your sugar intake. Now, blood sugar levels are so important for women in perimenopause. Looking after your blood sugar and how you become either insulin resistant or insulin sensitive is one of the biggest indicators of how well you will go through menopause. And what I mean by that is how little or how many symptoms you will have, but also a precursor for some of the bigger diseases. Now, we're going to be dropping a full episode talking more about the hormones and how all the hormones work, but just know that when it comes to blood sugar and your overconsumption of sugary carbohydrates, for example, will have an impact on how well you feel. So these top tips today are really going to help you not only reduce perimenopause symptoms, help you with that weight gain, but also to just help you feel better, right? It'll help to give you a constant mood. So we don't want these mood fluctuations and these being at the mercy of blood sugar highs and lows. So let's talk about blood sugar, right? Let's talk about sugar intake. So what are we talking about here? So we're talking about processed carbohydrates, and we're talking about anything that spikes your sugar, right? And it's not just junk food, people, right? It's not just junk food or those sugary treats or chocolate or sweets or lollies or wherever you are in the world, candy that you eat, right? We know that that stuff's not good. And the soft drinks and the Coca-Cola and the Fanta and all these things, we know that they're not great for us either. And maybe even alcohol and alcoholic mixers. All of those things are full of sugar and not great for us. But also the biscuits, the cakes, the Twinkies, the tea time crackers, the whatever that is full of sugar as well, that's also carbohydrates that don't have the nutrients, right? So disclaimer here, I still eat stuff, right? I am actually going to do a podcast about how I still eat processed food, because I do eat processed food. And it's not the processing that's always bad. It is a mixture between processing and, of course, the nutrients and the contents within the food. But when it comes to things like sugar, I eat chocolate every day. It's just who I am, And I'm not going to not let that happen. But do I choose more quality chocolate? Do I choose organic dark chocolate? Do I choose to make myself chocolate chip oat pudding things? Yes, I do. All of these things, protein pudding, so good. Or use cacao powder or use other things in order to achieve that, then I do. So the top tips today is number one is understanding what triggers your blood sugar levels high and low, right? Where you probably know that you're eating things that aren't great for you, right? They're not great for the blood sugar highs and lows, for the symptoms, for your teeth, also for your insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance, which is that precursor to all of those nasty diseases of the cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, all of the above, right? So we kind of know what it is that does it. But my key thing is, the top tip is to look at what one you think is what we call a domino food, right? You can't just eat one. So for me, it's chocolate, right? So I buy a bar of chocolate and, you know, I give myself a few squares and that's it. And most days, that's it. Most days I have a few squares of chocolate. That's how I go. And then I might have, you know, dark chocolate in other bits and pieces. But I've got to the point where I have that every day, and that's just who I am, and that's that. I can make that work. Now, there's certain times of the month, ladies, where I need to eat more, and I tend to crave more chocolate. So I just allow myself to have that and track it. And I tend to just understand that that's how I am, and I trust and listen to my body. I do trust myself when it comes to eating things like that. I very rarely binge on anything more than a bar of chocolate. That's it. Right. And I know that I can factor that into my macros or if it's part of my goals, and I can just choose good quality dark chocolate or specific chocolate. And I just eat the same thing and it gets me what it needs to get me. Now, more recently, it's been apples. And we'll talk about my apple addiction in a minute. But the key thing for you is to identify where you have a domino food, where you can eat too many of them, where you think it might be getting out of hand. And let's see what we can do to, tip number two, swap them. So if it is that you're getting a lot of sugary things from alcohol and alcoholic beverages, then look at what you're consuming. Like look at the amount of carbs and sugar in wine, beer, you know, mixers that you're doing, and see if there's a way that you can swap those out. If it is cakes, buns, etc. Again, could you make your own? That would then you would be able to control the sugar intake and maybe put more raw cacao or you know, maple syrup in it instead, or honey or other way, or stevia to sweeten those things. If you are a sweet tooth as a person, and it is true, there are sweet people and savory people, the tip that I will give you is this. If you are constantly craving something sugary after you eat or a lot of the time, it is generally because you are not eating enough protein and you're not getting enough fiber from green leafy vegetables. Full stop. I'll say it again for the people at the back. If you are getting lots of sugar cravings, it's because you're not eating enough protein and you're not getting enough fiber from green leafy vegetables. So if you feel like your sugar intake has got out of hand from a cravings point of view, then up the protein, eat more of your calories from protein, and get more green leafy veg at every meal. Okay? So that's other ways that you can swap things out. Yeah. And then you want to look at things like, top tip number three, actual things to swap out sugar. So sugar replacements. Stevia is a really big one for me. I put that in my Starbucks. So instead of having the syrups and the things that they would come with, I add stevia. I don't add sugar to anything else. I don't eat sugar in any other way other than my chocolate, right? I don't eat a lot of foods that have sugar in them. I tend to eat a lot of whole foods. And if I do have processed foods, my processed foods like rice, if it comes in a packet or anything like that, doesn't have a lot of sugar in it. But you need to look where there is sugar. Sugar's in bread, sugar's in milk, sugar's in a lot of things. So other than maybe my soy milk, which has sugar in it, or my the chocolate that I'm consuming, those are the things that have sugar in it, and that's it. And what I tend to do is instead of eating more chocolate, I will eat that apple, right? Or I will eat some sugar snap peas, or I will eat some carrot sticks. Because sometimes for me, it's not the sugar that I'm craving. It's the snack and the chewing and the dopamine release that I'm needing, especially for my ADHD brain. So having non-sugary snacks available and swap outs, little easy swaps, can be the key thing for you to look at. So let's recap, okay? One, look where you've got your already domino foods. We kind of know enough about ourselves to know, okay, this is maybe getting out of hand, or maybe that's getting out of hand and I need to fix it, right? We know that. So look where you might have your domino foods or drinks. Could be the Coca-Cola or the Diet Coke, ladies. Yeah. Just because it's got Diet Coke or sugar-free doesn't mean that it's a good option. The artificial sweeteners can mess with your blood sugar levels just as much as the actual sugar itself. So you want to swap it out for, you know, maybe fizzy water with lime juice and lemon juice in it, or fruit in it, if you can, right? If that's the easiest next step for you. If you are using mixers in your alcohol that's full of sugar, right? Or artificial sweeteners like tonics and other things like that, look for the non-sugar ones. They might be a little bit more expensive, but it's better for you. And if you're going to have a nice drink, make sure you're doing it as the best you can, right? If you're somebody who likes to add sugar into coffees or cereals or things like that, again, swap it out with some stevia. You can get vanilla flavored or chocolate flavored. You can get loads of other things to give that sweetener. Okay. And that won't mess with your blood sugar levels. Then that was number two. And then number three is really you understanding that it could be, why are you consuming the sugar, right? It's like, make sure you're getting enough protein. Make sure you're getting enough green leafy veg. And then what else can you swap it out with? Apples or celery or carrot sticks or whatever. And is it because I'm craving this part of my dopamine hit, part of my snacking, you know, ritual? And sometimes we have snacking rituals when we're watching movies or at the end of the day or in the afternoon when you need a bit of a pick-me-up, right? So how can you know that about yourself and just swap something out to make it a little bit easier for yourself? So this week, we're also going to be diving more into perimenopausal symptoms, and blood sugar regulation is one of the key things. So this is why we're covering it today in the top tips. But I want you to come on back to the Goddess Got Goals podcast for our next bigger, more in-depth health episode, where we're going to help you with understanding how this all plays in, specifically if you have body shape change, meno middle melting podcast goals that you want to work with. If you are looking to lose fat and build muscle, all of this becomes really important in the overall orchestra of achieving those goals. So make sure, come back same time, same place for top tips every single Tuesday, but this Thursday specifically for another hormone featured episode, where we're going to dive more deep into talking about how you can really alleviate, if not completely get rid of, key symptoms of perimenopause, and ultimately help you to get the body and lifestyle and feel great that you want, which is what we want for you here in the Goddess Got Goals podcast. So I hope that was helpful with the top tips today. Come on back next week where we'll go dive in deep into all of this information, and I look forward to catching up with you then. Until then, peace. Well, you've made it to the end, my friend. You are my favorite kind of person. Seriously, a total badass. But if you like this episode, we've got a whole bunch waiting for you. With show notes, promos, discounts, lots and lots of freebies. And all you got to do is go over to warriorgoddesskettlebelltraining.com/podcasts. That's with an S. And don't forget to hit subscribe, totally, on any of your, you know, favorite podcast platforms. And of course, leave us a review. We really like that. Or why not continue to be part of our community? Register to join the tribe, the Goddess Got Goals podcast tribe community, and come on over to warriorgoddesskettlebelltraining.com/tribe. And I look forward to catching up with you next week, or maybe in the next episode. Your super friend, Zach.